Psychology sits at a unique crossroads, revered by some as the queen of social sciences, while dismissed by others as merely stating the obvious. Born in the 1870s, alongside thinkers like Freud, this discipline has quietly infiltrated nearly every aspect of modern life. From the crime shows we binge watch to the cars we drive, psychological principles shape our world in profound ways. What makes this field so captivating is its remarkable breadth, exploring everything from dreams to delusions, memory to social mobility. It offers insights that sometimes challenge our deepest intuitions while occasionally confirming what we've always suspected about ourselves and others. Have you ever wondered why certain people feel better after taking sugar pills, or why we sometimes see patterns that aren't really there? These mysteries of the mind form the foundation of psychological inquiry. The placebo effect demonstrates the remarkable influence our minds have over our bodies. When we believe we're receiving effective treatment, our bodies often respond by activating healing mechanisms, even when we've only taken sugar pills. Modern research shows placebos help 50 to 75% of patients across an astonishing range of conditions, from allergies and asthma to cancer and depression. In pain management studies, placebos trigger the release of natural opioids in the brain, producing genuine analgesic effects. Even Parkinson's patients show increased dopamine production with placebo treatments. What makes this phenomenon so fascinating is how many factors influence its effectiveness. More invasive procedures work better than pills. Warm doctors get better results than cold ones, and even pill color matters. Red stimulates, blue calms. This isn't just about tricking patients. It reveals something profound about human psychology. Our expectations can trigger physiological changes through multiple pathways. Next time you feel better after taking medicine, remember, part of that healing power came from your own mind. Addiction transforms normal desires into compulsive needs, creating harmful behavior patterns that persist despite consequences. It involves complex biological, psychological, and social factors that create powerful drives beyond rational control. Take smoking. Nicotine acts as a stimulant, affecting bodily functions while creating dopamine surges that make it reinforcingly addictive. Multiple triggers, visual, olfactory, physiological, and social, create cravings, while withdrawal symptoms make quitting difficult. Addiction's persistence stems from how it rewires brain reward pathways, making the substance seem necessary for normal functioning. Schizophrenia affects approximately 1 in 100 people worldwide and remains widely misunderstood. Contrary to popular belief, most people with this condition aren't dangerous, but shy and withdrawn. They don't necessarily have split personalities, and many can recover with proper treatment. The disorder manifests through disorganized thinking, delusions, hallucinations, emotional flatness, and social withdrawal. Imagine hearing voices indistinguishable from real people speaking, or believing with certainty that the government monitors your thoughts through dental fillings. Explanatory models vary. Biological approaches emphasize genetics and brain chemistry, while social perspectives examine societal pressures. Some prefer the concept of schizotypy, viewing these characteristics on a continuum rather than as a categorical diagnosis. Stress, derived from the Latin word meaning to draw tight, has evolved from describing physical hardship to encompassing psychological states. The relationship between challenge and support creates four distinct situations. High support with low challenge leads to comfort but underperformance. High support with high challenge produces optimal performance as people work smarter with adequate resources. Low support with high challenge generates significant stress as demands exceed resources. And low support with low challenge creates unstressed but unproductive environments common in bureaucracies. Which quadrant best describes your work or school environment? Stress manifests through physical symptoms, headaches, digestive issues, emotional responses, anxiety, irritability. cognitive effects, concentration difficulties, and behavioral changes, increased substance use, withdrawal. Chronic stress can contribute to cardiovascular disease and immune suppression. Effective management includes identifying stressors, developing healthy coping mechanisms, practicing relaxation techniques, and building supportive relationships. Remember, some stress motivates us. The goal is finding a sustainable balance. Our visual system doesn't passively record the world. It actively constructs what we see through sophisticated processes occurring largely outside our awareness. Visual illusions reveal perception as an automatic, unconscious process that delivers only finished products to consciousness. When you and a friend see different shapes in the same cloud, it demonstrates how perception involves interpretation rather than mere reception. Our brains classify what we see as figure or ground, create boundaries where none exist, and fill in gaps to complete incomplete forms. Gestalt psychologists identified how we organize visual information. Similar elements group together, nearby elements appear related, and we perceive symmetry and continuity even when partially absent. Famous illusions show how our three-dimensional experience influences two-dimensional perception. Identical lines seem different lengths when placed between converging lines suggesting perspective. Our susceptibility to illusions may be influenced by environment and cultural experience, as people raised without exposure to straight lines or rectangular structures might perceive certain illusions differently. What we see is always an interpretation shaped by our unique experiences and neural wiring. Intelligence remains a complex, controversial concept despite its practical importance. Laypeople emphasize problem-solving and unconventional thinking, while psychologists focus on measurable cognitive abilities. Psychologists divide into lumpers who believe in general intelligence, G, and splitters who see intelligence as comprising separate abilities. Howard Gardner defines intelligence as the ability to solve problems or create products valued within cultural settings and identifies multiple distinct intelligences. Traditional IQ tests primarily measure linguistic, verbal intelligence, and logical, mathematical intelligence, while Gardner's model includes musical, bodily kinesthetic, spatial, interpersonal, and intrapersonal intelligences. Consider your own profile. You might excel at understanding others' emotions while struggling with spatial puzzles. Intelligence strongly predicts educational, occupational, and social outcomes, particularly in complex fields. While genetic factors account for 40 to 80% of individual differences, intelligence isn't fixed. Education, nutrition, and environmental factors all play crucial roles in developing our cognitive potential. We like to think of ourselves as rational decision makers, but psychological research reveals otherwise. Our decisions are shaped by cognitive biases, emotions, and contextual influences that often lead us astray. Kahneman and Tversky's Nobel Prize-winning research shows people are risk-averse with gains but risk-seeking to avoid losses. The emotional impact of losses is roughly twice that of equivalent gains. Finding $20 on the street feels less impactful than losing $20 from your wallet. How choices are framed dramatically affects decisions. When identical options are presented as gains versus losses, like 200 people will be saved versus 400 people will die, people make entirely different choices. With potential gains, people avoid risks. With potential losses, they take risks. The sunk cost fallacy shows how prior investments irrationally influence decisions. We continue investing in failing projects because we've already committed resources. Paradoxically, more choices often lead to decision paralysis. The more options available, the more likely we'll do nothing at all. By understanding these psychological forces, we can make more deliberate, effective choices in every aspect of life.